Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. And I am joined by my co-host here, Jaja, getting beaten Scrabble, asking his words when he getting smacked by him.
Hey, yeah. I'm in the house. That's all I can say.
Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Also ask you, join the Facebook Smooth Drama group. Basically, Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. I'll add you back. We can talk a taste on it. If you're afraid to call in, feel free to email smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, they are all encouraged. As well as if you ghost listening, feel free to jump in anonymously in the chat room. You say something, we might not dish you. I can't speak for Jaja. I'm nicer than him, so I'm just saying. He's grumpy.
I'm at peace like Buddha, homie.
At peace like Buddha. Words to live out. Speaking to Buddha, hey, you know, Caitlyn Jenner was in the news. Do you care?
Not really. Is that one of the ones who got the transvestite? I mean, the cross-dressing? I mean, transgender father?
No.
Is that her daddy?
No. Caitlyn Jenner is the actual daddy.
Oh! Okay. The daddy mama.
Yeah.
Okay. Not really. Okay. But go ahead.
Nah, that was it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we can move on.
Yeah. Just curious if you want to talk about it.
No.
Yeah, me neither. I hope y'all did y'all taxes. Most people, they do their taxes, January 3rd?
Get that. You gotta go to Vegas, homie.
you do your taxes?
No, technically I don't have to do my taxes until the summer. Because I am a foreign employee.
Oh.
I don't work in America.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go. If you want to not have to do your taxes, just leave America to work. You think that works in TJ?
That is how it works.
You think that works in TJ, though?
Well, no. Don't work in TJ because you got to pay Mexican taxes and American taxes.
Yeah.
You get taxed two times if you're in the country that taxed.
Oh, well, scratch that one. I will tell you, though, I found out that there's a new way we can avoid taxes. Starting the church. It's not a new way. It's an old way. There's a new church out there.
Hey, Deacon Smooth Drama.
Hey, look, the International Church of Cannabis is slated to open its doors on April 20th.
Hey, smoke some dope.
Yeah.
Doom, 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 doom.
It's called the first ever congregation of elevationists.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking the church of smooth drama would be the church of chill.
Okay. Don't go out to drink no Kool-Aid.
Nah.
Okay.
I don't even drink Kool-Aid.
Okay.
You know, they used to clean the pipes in the Navy with Kool-Aid. I'm good on that.
Yeah.
So now, you don't want to found a church. Who wants to found a church with me? The church is smooth.
Hey, the church is smooth.
Yeah, we can just be smooth.
Well, you got to have a holy scripture to go with your church. People ain't going to believe it.
Well, that's your
job.
Well, you come up, the gospel is smooth.
Mm.
smooth drama, as a matter of fact. So if you have drama, we can smooth it out.
Mm.
You come to our church, we will smooth out your drama.
Mm.
That way, I mean, if you're considering, like, shooting folks.
Now, if your emails get flooded with these born-again Christians talking about you're going to go to hell.
No, I mean, I've got the calls and all that before. Like, something's wrong with you guys when I had my homegirl and frequent guest host, Angelica Little Owl.
Okay.
Yeah. They weren't quite happy with what we were spouting.
Yeah, the filth coming out of y'all mouth, man. Y'all about to respect the holy word.
Okay. I respect the holy. I'm just talking about we can start our own holy word.
We can't.
No?
Because you got to have white people start it.
Okay. So we just need to find a white person that'll be down with
it. Because ain't nobody going to follow you unless a white person is involved.
Okay. So we find a white person.
This is why the preachers put the white Jesus on the wall, and all the black people become submissive.
You're missing the point, man.
I'm trying to make it successful. I'm saying you got to get a white God, man.
Can we find one?
I'm saying you got to come up. You can't be smooth drama church. You got to have a white deity to go with it, man.
Okay.
You got to have some white deity because that's how you get people.
Okay, well, look. That ain't necessarily true because the Church of the Jedi, they have pictures of Yoda. Yoda's green.
Hey, but he's still not black. You gotta understand.
No. See what
they
what happened?
They the green. Didn't Captain Kirk have sex on the old Star Trek with the green? No, she was blue with horns sticking out of head. That's all good. But who? They weren't going to show no sex scene with her and Captain Kirk. And in real life, they was actually doing a sex scene. But that's another story.
Yeah. Well, actually, could ask her about that this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, she'll be up this way for...
She'll
be up this way for Silicon Valley.
Probably going to stop you, though. You know, you can't be...
Nah, we treat her with...
No,
with
you can't be saying, hey, yo, what's up? Did you sleep with James T. Captain Kirk?
Yeah, it's not going to happen. But
no.
She is cool, though. She's very approachable. We've had many conversations with her. She's all
What's right. her name, her real name?
I can't remember her real name.
I just know about a who in the back of her head. I probably couldn't recognize it from the front.
Because,
hey, I just tried to say.
Yeah. See,
what is on the back of her head?
We're going to move on. We are moving
hey,
on.
Hey, this is what white folks
nah,
did.
See,
they only showed the back of their head.
Yeah,
man.
Look. I know what she's. Most people, see, you the one talking about you recognize the back of her head. Come on.
Hey!
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Moving on. Derek Carr. Did you see what? No, as a matter of fact, did you see what Derek Carr said about fans leaving after the Vegas vote? They said they're not true Raider fans because they don't want to ride with the Raiders because they're going to Vegas.
Now, he is making a true statement. When the Raiders moved to L.A., did the Oakland base all of a sudden say they're not Raiders anymore? No. They actually supported the Raiders when they were in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So now that they're going to Vegas, why don't you support them when they go to Vegas? I closed the door. I'm telling you.
Well,
I rest, Your Honor. That's the argument.
Okay. Well,
I rest.
I counter-argue with the fact that, hey, this is the second time they've done it. And there was a deal to be had here in Oakland. And they was like, nah.
No, they didn't want to build them a new stadium.
No, they were willing to hook them up.
Too late.
Right. But the point is, you leave in Oakland again, and I'm supposed to love you if you're a Raider fan? I mean, because I'm not a Raider fan. As a Saints fan, as I've said 1,000 times, when they were talking about going to San Antonio, guess what? All my Saints gear goes away. I don't even see them no more.
Man,
first, we're watching the Utah Jazz right now. That was the New Orleans Jazz. Ain't no Jazz. They don't play horns in Utah.
Okay, but I have a solution to this. Why don't the Oakland legislators do what Baltimore did when Cleveland moved. No.
Cleveland
moved to Baltimore.
Right.
But sued to keep the name. They can move.
Right.
They can be
but you can't take the Las Vegas
Rattlesnakes, for all I care. And then you keep the name with the city. Hey, good idea. Elect me as mayor. I'll get it done for you.
Okay. I don't think they're gonna go for that. They could sue
to keep the name. I mean, it's a precedent already been set.
Hey, well, I'm curious would folks actually go for that. I'm gonna have to pose that question in the Smooth Drama group, and anybody listening, what y'all think? You think that is a feasible thing that the people would go for that? Like, hey, well, y'all can leave, but y'all gonna leave a name here. It's actually a good idea.
I know.
Okay. Well,
I'm just here to give good ideas today because I'm one with Buddha.
Oh my goodness! All right. Well, you know, Kevin Durant might not play tomorrow.
Don't matter. They lost by 30, homie. I mean, hold on. They lost by
20 something. Hold on. I said Kevin Durant.
I know. They lost by 20 something. They ain't still lost. Kevin Durant beat up on Portland by 20 some points, right?
Oh, okay, but we're talking about for the whole game, he's not playing. Okay?
Yeah.
You don't think that it'll affect him at all?
Nope. It'll just be a little bit closer, but they should still win.
Okay.
What's wrong with him?
He's a strained calf.
Yeah.
That's why he was sitting out before.
Yeah, and then, like, on this series, they don't really need to play him that much. They just keep him, get him ready for the second round and the finals.
Okay.
Yep. After they saw how easy it was.
Yeah, but what if something changes? And, I mean, because, you know, it could be something that is lingering, too.
See, this is the difference. You can lose, and then you can lose and get your heart taken. And what they did to Portland is that they took their hearts. I mean, they blocking shots. Once you find out how you can beat a team, you can always beat that team. It's kind of like when you out there on the court in the playground and you find out, you know what, I got this dude all day. Ain't nothing he can do. Same logic. They found how to beat this team easily. And now it's just going to be, you know, they can do it in their sleep.
All right. Well, y'all heard it here. I mean, one, I'm already looking wrong because I picked my Pacers to beat Cleveland in the first round. It's not quite working out that way. But, you know, your pick of Toronto beating them in the second round may or may not happen because Milwaukee seems to be giving it to them.
Yeah, but I think game three is going to decide how that series goes.
True.
If Toronto goes to Milwaukee and beat them that third game, then the advantage goes back to them. So we'll just see. I mean, that Milwaukee is a young team, so you never know if they're going to come focused or not or too much. So you just have to go in and we'll just see.
Yeah, be interesting. I do want to, since we're on sports, I do want to talk about Bay Area. You remember good old Johnny Dawkins out of Duke?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Johnny Dawkins, he was the head coach at Stanford from 2008 to 2016 before he was fired, and he became the head coach over at UCF, University of Central Florida. Well,
yeah, he didn't came down, man. I remember he was sitting under the on the assistant coach for Mike.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
He was 24-12 at UCF this year. And, wait, here at Stanford, he got fired. He said it was a breach of contract lawsuit, and he's seeking more than $7 million in damages due to them firing him. He's saying that they owe him for $2.3 million in direct damages, along with an extra $5 million for punitive and exemplary damages. And because he was saying that he was fired without cause last year, despite the fact that he missed the NCAA tournament 7 out of 8 years. But in his defense.
Yeah, but he's coaching USF, though.
Well, yeah.
They usually don't make the tournament anyway.
Right. No. But he, you know, at Stanford, they fired him because he missed the tournament 7 out of 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. They won the NIT twice. It's got to count for something, right?
Stanford is looking at, hey, they want to compete on the D1, though.
Hey, man, how many people can say they won the NIT twice?
Hey. You know, some teams get invited to the NIT and they don't even they refuse to play.
Right.
Because they got too much pride.
Right. Cal did that this year.
Right.
Well, no, actually they did, but their two top players decided to they wanted to go to their pro workouts.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of funny. On that note. I hope he wins $7 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not gonna win though. But it's kind of funny. You're suing because you didn't do that good.
In the immortal words of Latrell Sprewell, we got families that have to eat. Something like that. He said, right? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's another botched. Saying that somebody said that you said.
Well, he did say something like that, though.
No, when they offered him, remember, Minnesota offered him $35 million.
Right.
And he said, nah. No, they offered him $21 million. 3 years, $21 million. He said, that's not enough. My kids got to eat.
I was close, Frank. Okay. You acting like I was out of the ballpark.
I didn't say you was out of the ballpark.
You know what I mean? Come on.
The context, anyway.
Okay. You was acting like I'm thinking I'm way out of the ballpark.
All right. Anyway, we gonna leave off and go on break here. This is a prime higher.
Way above the my man. For my mellow, my man. Come on, light up. For my mellow, my man. For my mellow, my man. For my mellow, my man. For my mellow, my man.
Together you got the smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drum with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was the homie out of Milwaukee, A Prime. Higher. Speaking of getting high, you know that you saw they caught him, right?
Oh, duh.
The
homo murder.
Yeah. You know how he got caught? This dude is in the drive-thru.
With his pants down?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Pants was up. I hope. This dude is in the drive-thru of McDonald's.
Yeah.
And what happened, he was ordering a large order of fries and 20 chicken nuggets. But the employees recognized him. And they stalled him so they could call 911. They was like holding his fries, like it's gonna take a little extra time to get these fries.
His greedy ass said that.
Yeah, hey, got to have it.
Was he still in Cleveland?
Nah, he was in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay, so he had moved over.
Yeah, he had traveled. I mean, for all the brothers that was in Indianapolis. All Ohio, Pennsylvania, because you know all them areas they were on the alert, looking for him. And if you were bald and black, a little bit light skinned complected, you can go outside now. Because you know when they throw them alerts out there, you're like. Luckily, this one they had a picture, but normally they're like vague. It was like 5'8", 6'3", 150 pounds.
So, how did he die? I mean, they shot him?
No. They caught up to him and he committed suicide in the car after a high speed chase from the cops and they caught him.
Are you sure it was suicide?
Does it matter?
No.
See,
well, usually they like to parade black men like him in front of TV to show the world how wretched we are.
Right. I mean,
there's a strategy to that.
Okay. But see, in his case, you can parade the hell out of him. I mean, he's one of the dudes where it's like, if they would have shot him, I'm like, cool. Cool. Shoot him. See, these dudes, they can be shot. And it's all good.
All right. Well. Yeah. Ain't pouring no alcohol out for him.
No.
All water.
Nothing. It is straight Sahara Desert. The dude he killed, Robert Godwin, 74-year-old. You know, it's like, come on, man. And he posted the video on Facebook, which makes it,
But he executed the dude?
Yeah.
Why he killed the dude?
It's this generational thing. You know how folks with Snapchat and everybody's out there. And so this generation in particular, this generation in particular, just everybody wanna be live. Everybody wanted their accomplishments. Look at me. Look what I'm doing. It's like he posted, I killed somebody, Facebook Live. It's one of the most pathetic things that I've heard in a long, long time.
That's the one thing I don't miss about America, the craziness of the world here. It's crazy.
So you're saying it's not crazy overseas?
Not like you get some other type of crazy, but not like this. You know, you still can Leave your windows and cars unlocked. Leave your keys in your car running. You know, stuff like that you can still do. You know, you don't have to worry. Kids can play outside all day. You don't have to worry about nobody body snatching their ass and
I'm gonna battle you on this one because you know the whole human trafficking, as they call it, that stuff originates out that way. So
what do you mean originate?
Well, there's people who buy and sell people out that way.
Yeah, but that's everywhere, but
right.
It's for different reasons.
Okay.
This is a problem. People
is,
here,
is
when they're doing this stuff.
Does it matter?
No, it's not. Yeah, it does, because
okay.
It's not always involuntarily. Some families, let me give you this. Some families, they're so poor.
Mm.
They're so poor that they will take their daughter or their son to a family and say, okay, can you raise him or her? She's going to work, clean your house, do everything. We just want our kid to go to school. Now, and from the Western point of view, that child does now become somewhat like a slave, like a child slave. You know what I mean? No, but in the household, the child is not necessarily treated like a servant. The child will be treated like, I've seen it with my own eyes. Child will be considered like part of the family. So that's why I'm saying there are some differences.
No, that's a little different than what we're talking about here.
It's a little different, man.
Yeah, that sounds like adoption.
No, but it's not from the outside. People would say that's child servitude because basically the parents are basically selling the kid. Sometimes there is an exchange of money. They might say, I'm sick. I need a surgery. My son or daughter will work for you, just take good care of them, put them to school, you know, all of that good stuff. But you give us some money and my son or child is going to work for you. Now, in one aspect, that would be slavery. You know, that would be child labor, forced child labor, you know, in a certain extent.
Okay.
But it's done out of necessity in some case. But then you do have a lot of foreigners come into, especially like Africa,
mm-hmm.
and they're demanding, you know, money for sex and these types of things, which sparks up the trade. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, but it's done from the outside, people coming in.
But that's kind of
because
what
you gotta understand, in Africa, most of the people are not going to pay for sex. Because they don't have the excess money to be throwing out for sex.
If you're paying for sex,
it's mostly going to be the foreigner.
You have issues.
Yeah, I'm just trying to give you some insight, man.
Yeah, I don't need that kind of insight.
Well, it's the same thing out here, you know.
I know that. That was kind of my point.
Mm.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, look, case in point. You know, to go on your point, there was an assault. There was a woman that was assaulted at a Trump rally. You know, it's like he's president, but they're still having like rallies, like he's still on the campaign trail. I don't understand. Maybe it's just like a whole bunch of racist white people just like the idea of getting together and just say, well, it's a Trump rally, but hey, we can just say, hey. Hate, you know,
right.
In the N-word, because it's only white people there, they can just keep saying it.
Right.
I'm thinking that's what's happening. Anyway, it was a woman who was pushed down the aisle toward the exit. The guy, Bamberger, denies that he assaulted the woman, and he denies the characterizations of his actions as most aggressive or shoving and striking, because he has a cross claim. Because the judge, a couple weeks ago, Judge David J. Hale ruled that the lawsuit against Bamberger and the Trump campaign and another attendee can proceed. And the judge also rejected Trump's free speech defense against allegations that he incited the violence, because the dude at the rally, he blamed Trump for it. He said that, well, Trump kind of told us to get the woman out of here. And so we acted on that. You know, the old,
right,
remember,
right.
Remember when they snatched up Tupac a long time ago?
Right.
When they said in NWA and Ice-T, they said that you say these things and it incites people to commit crimes.
Right.
And we remember NWA got arrested, what? Six, seven times. And remember Ice-T had the FBI following him. People forget that. We talked about Ice-T before. He played the cop on TV. He actually did the album, had the song Cop Killer.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. For black folks, it was the reality. If you said something against the government, or if you're a rapper in particular, and it was anti-police, whatnot, you got arrested. These cats throwing women down the steps, down the aisle, say, hey, Trump incited us to do it. And, of course, your president said, hey, I'm immune from the suit because I'm president of the United States.
Yes. Can't sue the president.
Yeah.
And, of course, he, you know, even if it came down to it, he would deny that he told the people to do it anyway. So it's really, you know, amounts to nothing.
Yeah, it amounts to nothing, but it's kind of funny because we're, what, like 30 years later?
Mm.
You remember Tupac, just because we play what the people want?
Well,
they claim that I'm inciting violence.
But there's a difference between the president and a rapper.
True.
Or a black man. So, obviously, the laws that apply to a black man are not the same laws that apply to a white man.
Okay. I never knew that.
As Michael Vick?
I never knew that. Yeah. Oh, speaking of laws that apply to black people and nobody else, I want to start off by saying fuck Annie Dukin. Why am I saying fuck Annie Dukin?
Who the hell is Annie Dukin?
Annie Dukin is that heifer. Am I? Should I say heifer? Or should I say something else? Annie Dukin is the woman out of Massachusetts who pled guilty in 2013 to tampering with evidence and falsifying tests. She affected approximately 24,000 cases.
Hmm.
And so what happened, the state's highest court had ordered district attorneys in seven counties to produce lists by the end of the day today, and indicating how many of the cases involving fuck Annie Dukin, because fuck just is in front of her name, that they would not or could not prosecute if new trials were ordered. See, because apparently she did this because she said it would raise her profile, among other things that they told her lies, say when they know they were fixing cases.
Hmm.
And it came out. Now, to show you how we know that they were fixing cases, she was charged with obstruction of justice, perjury, and tampering with evidence. She was sentenced to 3 years in prison. She was paroled last year.
Hey, she got some good lawyers, or she took care of the warden.
Right. She took the deal. Well, I mean, this ain't the warden. We're talking about the prosecutor. We're talking about 24,000 cases.
Yeah. Like I said, the laws that apply to them don't necessarily apply to us. So, them getting off on, I mean, they used to get off, you know, worse than that.
Well, Annie Dukin is from India.
Mm.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. So she just took the hit.
Mm.
She just took the hit at that point. I don't know. I got nothing nice to say about her. I just call her fuck Annie Dukin. And I'm thinking that maybe
she's from India and she got a name called Annie Dukin.
Yeah,
that ain't her real name, man.
Well, yeah, she probably changed it. Dukin is probably her last name, but you know, it's probably something they just call her Annie. She might have changed it because she may have had one of them names that you can't pronounce.
Probably so.
Well, we know you couldn't pronounce it no matter what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rana Maskara.
Yeah. That too.
Something like that. That's a good Indian name. Shiva.
That's actually a god.
A Hindu.
Yeah.
Hindu god.
Yeah.
Hindu god, man.
Yeah.
I am up on my Hindu god.
You're up on your Hindu god.
I am.
Okay. All right. Well, that was that. I just wanted to say fuck Annie Dukin. If anybody knew Annie Dukin, and because I'm guessing she probably doesn't live there anymore. She probably had to leave Massachusetts.
Probably.
And if you know her and you're in Massachusetts and you're dating her, if you don't leave her, then you probably scum of the earth too.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm just saying. Because I'm a guess of those 24,000 cases, probably about 23,199. Because I'll give, like, that there'll be about 701 cases, 601, 801 that may have been involved in somebody else. I'm guessing the majority of them cases involve people that look like us.
Yeah, probably so.
Just as educated guess. In the Boston area too, they're known to not be that progressive. Except for when the Celtics play, because you know they love them some Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
You know, because he gets buckets in the.
I'm wondering why she's even up there.
Well, I mean the point is. Now, there's no resolution to this, right? They haven't said what they're going to do because the ACLU estimated that some 20,000 cases would be thrown out today, which the group said would make it the single largest dismissal of criminal convictions in U.S. history. And so if you're in that area and you were arrested during that time, I'm like, I got to get out. I mean, it's like get out of jail lotto. You just got to be one of those 24 during that time.
Yeah.
If your case was affected by fuck Annie Dukin, you should be getting out.
Yeah, but I don't know if that applies to black people well, that are in jail.
Hey, well, Bristol County District Attorney Thomas Gwynn said the office was moving for dismissals of more than 1,500 cases while seeking to maintain only 112 convictions.
Right. And so what will happen is that those prisoners will apply for appeal to their case, and some of them will be denied, some of them will be heard, and then some of them will not be let out, and then they'll let a few couple out. They're not letting that many prisoners out on the street, bro. You already know that. That's what happened.
Yeah,
that just ain't gonna happen, man.
A bunch of folks moving out of Boston.
That ain't gonna happen. You think 1,500 gonna be up out of them jail? Hell no.
Yeah, because they said that they're dismissing all the cases in the district court with tainted evidence and all but 55 of 150 superior court cases.
What?
Yeah.
Not gonna happen.
Very interesting. See how that goes. Have to follow that one. If you know any, you got any people in Massachusetts in jail, hey, if they don't know, now's the time to call them and say, hey, you know what? Check it out. I heard that you got a chance on getting out. You should take it. On that note, we're going to go on break here. This is David Banner. You might like him from time to time.
Yeah, I know him.
No, you know him?
I mean, I don't know him, but I know of his music.
You know of his music?
Right.
What you know of his music?
You can say a little couple things here.
Say a little couple things here.
Yeah.
I don't know. He may be good. He may not. This is David Banner, 1967, Part 2. You might know something about that.
There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today.
See, all I gotta be is what Jack said I was, so I don't give a beat about no buzz. I am about freedom. I never mind the chickens of the club. I will live and die for the cows just because. If I don't, I wonder who will. Y'all place value on your wheels and your automobiles, but never acknowledge those children's diminishing skills. But that they continue to feel all the prisons they build. My life is all God gave me to give. I want us to be free, but you would really rather I shield. Why the blood and the slaughter, this water, the killing fields. You chopping and shucking, she's stripping and sucking for the fields. All for the love, for the bread, cheese, dough. Sell pills, we blow, let pistols go. Got coke from the country, gave crack to the Pope. And the government responds to it, just say no. I'm freedom fighting for the love you're selling out on the low. And a man ain't fit to live without something he died for. I'm in the trunk with his rifle like a meat Malvo. Y'all want a sample? Well, I'm Skip Rambo. Shorts and camo, white tees and ammo. Put your freedom in the kick, snare, and the sample. I'm Rambo, put the freedom in the kick snare and the sample.
Fuck it, then I'm gas, don't have no ammo. No truth, I don't get out you in your front door. Malcolm with a tape or mega with four. Tellers, bodies, tellers, but we don't know what we fighting for. Five and the six, we bang on the wrong band. Let's fight against the people that came and names changed. Transatlantic trips that lit their bodies pain. Hang from the tree, that's cool to get for tea. You won't fight against the system, but you're worried about me and who I won't sign. But you gon' find it, gon' put it in the chip and embed it in your mind. And all up in your spine. Cause better reflect, I'm bitchin' because that bitch too fly. I will give you the answer, but we running out of time. And I'm just
I ain't lying.
See, they don't wanna listen so loud what I gotta be. Cause my people are proud of the poverty. They got their son shooting guns over dollar bill. He getting money, so a Sunday, but his daughter still read at a first grade level. And she 11 years old with a nose held high to the sky. Cause she got her first purse made. Yes, on her birthday. She was singing birthday. Sexless. Skim right over with showing in plain sight. Looking the other way, but knowing it ain't right. Like over 50 shots. Shine bell tone of a flashbang thrown in a little girl's home. Ayanna Jones, who? Ayanna Jones. One shot to the dome, she was 7 years old. It's a shame. Imagine being daddy one day and putting your baby girl in the grave. Something need to change. This ain't a game. If you're playing to the ma'am, you be slaving to the day you laying face up in the casket. With credit card sharks still asking if they can put your name on some plastic. Man, it's a war going on outside. No one is safe. Heavy as the dark spark, I'ma create one. Cause a little light might be enough to make some straight from the way display. The pain or the hunger is enough to make a sane man put it to your brain. But the money in the chain, and I don't really blame him. Cause if you're in the game, screaming money in the thing, you resemble a slave. A lot of people saying that I'm preaching to the death. Make it a shit rep, I'm going to the rep. Welcome out of nigga shit, they in it for the check. I'm in it cause I wanna be remembered as a vet. Look right.
Together you got Smooth Drummer. Alright, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was David Banner, Skip Coon, and Labrazzi, 1967, Part 2. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. And you can also email us. We like to hear from you, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. We will read your questions, comments, and concerns. It will be all good. And speaking of what is not all good, Groundhog Day, you know, it's the segment where I always talk about them things that happen day after day after day. Nothing changes. My favorite Bill Murray movie, where just like every day he wake up and it's the same thing that just happens. It don't change at all. Mm. It don't even matter. United Airlines. Y'all know about what happened over at United Airlines. Little homie, he got pulled off the plane. Nobody hit him. He just was bleeding.
He
tripped and fell, and they was picking him up, right? Well, the CEO of United Airlines came out and said, hey, nobody's going to be fine. Nobody's going to be fired. Honest mistake. You know, it's kind of funny. I mean, because when you think about it, first it was like, yeah, I mean, they don't know how he started bleeding. Oh, he must have fell. We was picking him up. We wasn't dragging him out.
Right.
we was picking him up.
Right.
And that blood was just like, you know, I guess the air pressure.
Mm, and you know, they do have cameras on the plane.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but they wasn't working. There was something wrong with the service.
Oh, that president CEO saw him.
Yeah. Well, allegedly. Allegedly. That's why he said nobody's going to be fine, because nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. Yeah. Groundhog Day. All
right.
Yeah, because everybody saw it. You know, and I think that's another thing. It's like, if a whole bunch of people saw it, then it's not true nowadays. Remember, it used to be, if nobody saw it, you have plausible deniability. Now, if a lot of people see it,
it's probably not. It probably didn't happen.
Right. You know, I mean, because we remember, we go back to the days of Rodney King, where, I mean, everybody and their mama saw that video. Saw dude bending over tired.
He was on that home. PCP, man.
Right.
Couldn't hold him down.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, you know, dude was taking shifts beating his ass. But they said that the police officers were not guilty. And it just evolved from there. It's like every time it's seen, that shit, nah, man, your eyes was...
Well, I mean, they know it, but they have to say and do what they have to do to avoid paying the big money, you know. So, in the lawsuit, so that's what their whole aim is. So, they'll come to the guy and say, hey, we can keep this in court forever and ever and ever, and you take this settlement and it'll be all finished. You know, it's all a part of how the system works, man.
Yeah. Is that your, that's how you feel?
That's how they do it, man. They trying to protect the stockholders from paying all that money, man.
Yeah, that is true. It's kind of how it goes. It's sad, but so true. Oh, speaking of which, now you know I've talked about, and y'all know every week I make it a point to talk about Flint water crisis and the fact that, yeah, they passed the bill. I don't know if you're aware of this. They passed the bill. They won, and they're going to change all the pipes in Flint. Starting in.
So they have to pass a bill to give people clean water? You know what you're telling me?
Oh, yeah, because the people were suing for water to be delivered to them immediately. Mm. So what they did was they compromised and said, when you order the water, it will get there within 24 hours.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, also, here's the other provision. They're gonna start work on the pipes in 2020.
Hell yeah! Gotta get as many bodies in the grave as we can. That's up to how many babies? Yeah. So hell yeah.
Yeah. 2020.
Okay,
in reference to that. Queen Latifah and Jill Scott are going to make a film examining the Flint water crisis.
Man, you don't need to examine. Just get a little water, take it to the mayor, and tell the mayor to drink it.
Oh no, you know they did that, right? They actually did that. He's like, yeah, I'm drinking water from Flint. Cause they sent some to Obama. They're like, hey, see, this is Flint water, you can drink some. He's looking at him like, yeah, you motherfucker.
Don't worry about the discolorment of the water. That just added flavor.
Right. No, it's that bleach that they added to it. One part bleach that clears it out.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all be looking out.
But you know what though? Of all the things that Obama, I mean, I know he didn't want to have no interest in any black issues. But that is the one issue, just on the humanity level, that Obama could have stepped in and got involved in. Because that's not really a black and white thing. That's just like a humanity thing. It's like you poisoning the water and giving it to people to drink, you know?
Yeah. Well, not
you
not
think, just, you would think.
Yeah, but we talking about not just drinking, because people forget the everyday applications of taking a shower.
Yeah, I mean.
Because people take, kids are taking showers.
And then, you know, you can't regulate kids at school. They'll go to the water fountain, drink out of the water fountain, you know, even if you... You know, so our first mulatto president could at least do something for the black half of him.
He was not the first mulatto president.
Well, in recent times.
Okay.
I mean, the one who at least identified as black.
Yeah, acknowledged
so
it, yeah.
I know people like bring up all these dead white men who supposedly had black blood in them.
They were mulatto, and
that might be true. But if those people were alive today, them presidents, they will kill themselves first before they admit that they was black.
Of course.
That's what black people need to understand. Stop claiming people.
Who's claiming them?
A lot of black people. Hey, you know, this president was black. This president was black. This president was black. I'm like, look, some people had slaves.
Hold on. See, but here's my point. This president was black, and he never said black. Now, what about
mulatto?
Oh, come on. See, there we go.
Mulatto. I'm using the African standard.
But they both were. So even if he claimed, he still never said or did anything. Shit, he didn't even free what's his name. He ain't free Mumia. He freed a lot of people.
Mumia. I mean, he gonna stay away from that. I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying.
Hey,
those issues,
hey,
he's gonna stay away from.
No.
But
no.
The water,
no.
Is like, come on, man.
All right, right.
He could have stepped in on the water.
I've said it a thousand times. I have made a promise to myself that every week I'm gonna talk about this, because we still got three more years left before they actually can get the pipes done. And, you know, that's when they start. That's when they start.
And I don't think the coffers of the city of Detroit got a lot of money. Hopefully the government is allocating some special funds to get them pipes in there. Because if we're relying on the Detroit coffers, the city of Detroit, that's
hey.
A smoke screen right there.
Yeah.
Man. All
right. So what did you say?
I'm just saying it might not never get done. That's the way they do it in Africa, man. All
right.
Tell you, they're going to do a project, you'll never see it.
Okay, well,
complete it.
Eventually. Eventually.
Yeah, when all the blacks, Mexicans, whoever live in that part of Detroit, die out or move out, and the white folks start moving back in, yeah, they'll get new pipes as they move back in. Don't worry. All
right. Well, that's what I said, 2020.
Mm.
Okay, pretty much. Everyone should have cancered up
and
lead poison enough by then, or like you said, left, and then you can clean the pipe. That's why they said 2020. Give folks time to die. That's where we at. It's the American way. So be looking out. It's the film is inspired by Josh Sandburn's Time magazine cover story, The Toxic Tap. So it will be called Flint. Yeah.
Malt liquor?
Like, no, Flint.
No, there's no Flint malt liquor.
Keep talking about it.
I mean, it's gonna be like a Lifetime movie, so it's gonna be really, really touchy feely.
Yeah,
in the touchy feely kind of way that we also love. And speaking of being touchy feely, we talked about that punk motherfucker who killed himself after killing Robert Godwin, 74-year-old black man, just, you know, walking down the street and did it on Facebook Live. Now, I don't want to go bad, but I did want to address that there's an article where the family was saying the dad would want us to forgive his killer.
Mm.
And I'm like, why?
Yeah, I saw that too.
No. Why?
Because it's been programmed, man. That's what you do when you something violently happened to your family and justice. You got to come on and be programmed to say, we forgive them.
And
how many cases have we seen that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't forgive him. And, you know, the fact that he posted it on the for the whole world to see, I mean, it's... It's like top three all time.
Yeah.
You
would think, I mean, Facebook don't have no censorship in the Facebook Live. It's just like,
no, I mean, because you don't
like open policy.
You don't know what anyone's going to do.
But they
until
try to
they
censor
do
everything else, bitches. You,
right.
They gotta find a way to censor that stuff.
Yeah, but how can you censor a video before it happens?
Because I think either last week or a couple weeks ago, there was a young black girl that committed suicide on Facebook Live.
Right. Well,
so,
you remember there was the dudes who raped somebody on Facebook Live. I mean, it's like, because basically what you're saying is Minority Report, the movie, where you have precogs, you get a bunch of psychics. Say,
no,
okay.
What I'm saying is maybe that will stop people from wanting to do this stuff. If they, like the video, like they could do, your video won't go live. You can film it, but it'll be like a 5-minute delay.
But,
you know, before it posts.
It's called Facebook Live.
Well, people don't have to know it's live. Isn't that when they give you the news? Is that really live something?
No.
Exactly.
Hell, we're live right now, and there's a 5-7 second delay.
Exactly. So,
yeah. But
I mean, exactly, I can see
it coming, but then you got to have a
because
whole bunch of
people. Because somebody's going to sue Facebook one day and say, look, y'all got to have responsibility. If you have censorship of just a nude picture, how are you going to let someone commit suicide on your?
I don't know. I mean, this is one of them crazy subjects. I just know that your feet are nasty. And on that
Ooh.
Note, yeah, you.
Man, get
on that note
here,
for
man.
My main man, Jaja.
Man, get on out of here, man. You try to clown me.
I missed the empty N word.
Okay.
It's another smooth drama for Dutch.
Let me get on out of here, son. Since you trying to clown on the
he is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.